Ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. I'd like to call to order.
Are you ready,
Columbia Gary? City Board of Works for October 26th, 5 p.m. Roll call, please.
Daniel, absent. Penrod, here. Crowder.
Here. Before us is the minutes of the previous meeting. Is there any additions or corrections?
I'll make a motion. We accept the minutes of the Tuesday, October 12th, 5 p.m. meeting as presented.
I'll second that. All in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried for those who are present. All right, we got a street cut, request of a street cut permit at 18 Linda Lane. Is there any knowledge on that from anybody?
Just the permit that was requested, and I had Kelly check it over, and he's okay with it. So I'm sure they have to do locate.
Yeah. Everything's fine.
Okay. So I make a motion. We take the recommendation to continue or to give authorization to the gas company for a curb cut at 18 Linda Lane.
Second.
All right. All in favor for 18 Linda Lane for cut, raise your right hand. Those opposed, motion carried. Next one is North Washington Street, south of East North Street. Is that the same thing, Rosie?
Yeah. Kelly checked them out, and I believe they'll have to get requests. And I think it said it was grass is the surface.
I think they're doing soil borings of some sort there, that location. But yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Any other discussion? Okay. I'll make a motion.
I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to cut into curbs at North Washington Street, approximately 60 feet south of East North Street.
Bless you. And I'll second that. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried.
We went past the
we skipped little pumpkin on parade.
Okay, I
number
didn't
three.
Know for sure with Jennifer not here.
I don't think, yeah, we can go ahead because
okay.
I think Gary's pretty.
Okay.
Pretty well set.
I'll go back to number three, Little Pumpkins on Parade. Do you have some information on that, Gary?
Yeah, they originally wanted to block off the street Friday at 3 o'clock, and they're just doing like a trunk or treat, so I suggested why don't we just block off the parking stalls there on the west side of the courthouse, because they want to do a parade around the courthouse anyway, so kind of like the farmer's market, everybody's back in there and mm-hmm. keep the kids on the sidewalks, and so I thought that was probably the smartest thing, so then she agreed, she thought that was a good idea, so.
Okay.
I think we're just going to do the parking stalls.
So is there anything that we need to do in regards to communicate to the county?
Well, she was supposed to already do that as far as going around the courthouse anyway, so I assume she did that.
Okay.
But I'll put cones up there Friday morning.
Sounds good. Any other questions or concerns in regards to the parade? This is... Parade is what, Friday night?
29th, yeah.
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 3 to 6.
Okay, so 3 to 6 Friday night, Little Pumpkins on Parade. I'll make a motion that we approve the street closing permit as requested.
Second.
I hear nobody in reference to any concerns. I'll call for a vote. If all in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried. And then we have bills.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable dated 10/25/21 in the amount of $1,286,466.44.
I'll second that. Any concerns? All right. All in favor to approve the bills, raise your right hand. Motion carried. Payroll?
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $216,781.21 plus overtime in the amount of $12,821.41 for the pay file ending 10-8-21.
Okay. I'll second that. Is there any further discussion? I hear none. So all in favor to approve the payroll, raise your right hand. And that's the payroll for 10-8-21. See, and I'll second. Did I second
that? We just voted. Yeah,
Yeah, okay. Looks like we're going to go to department heads. Who wants to step up and be first?
I've got nothing other than fibers getting, we're getting overwhelmed right now with utility locates because the fiber project is starting. So Sean has reached out to some subcontractors. So maybe by next Port of Works meeting, we might have that to bring. We go ahead and go with the subcontractor to do our locate. But right now it's kind of overwhelming the departments. But other than that, I've got nothing.
So is it multiple? It's one firm, but multiple locators?
Yeah, we would, yeah, instead of hiring, you know, electric to go out, water and sewer to go out, we would just have one firm go out and do all our locates. So we've been in discussion, so we'll see what that comes about.
Okay. Any other comments? Thank you.
I'll go next. We added a really valuable tool to our department. Which actually, it's a drone, and I'm pleased to announce that the department received all donations for this drone, and it was at no cost to the taxpayers, so that's a great thing. You can also, when we were at AIM, we went to a drone program thing, Licky and I, and we went to a drone thing, and it's really valuable as far as infrastructure, too, that you can get above it, and check out all the infrastructure and stuff like that as projects are going on. So once we get it in commission and used, then we can use it for the whole city. So I think it'll be a great tool for the whole city. So.
And that's something that will be kept at the police department?
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
You got to have a pilot's license. And, I mean, there's a lot to go through with it. So you got to get So we got one guy that's already went through the pilot's course and passed it, and I guess it's a pretty difficult course, so he passed it, and we got two other guys that are going to go through it and take the same course.
How much was that for a donation?
$8,000.
$8,000. Just curious, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a good
one. I see a helicopter in the future.
As I was showing you guys earlier, a picture of those bricks that our intern did at the on the deputy chief's office on his brick wall there. They wrote every police officer's name on there since 1922 when the police department was established. So, and as we're talking about 1922, 1-2 of 2022 will be our 100th year. So we're looking at doing something kind of special for that too. So.
110,
just
saying.
Yeah, you're 110. Mm-hmm. That's why we probably started. You guys couldn't handle it. We're having a department meeting, a full department, November 2nd, and I'm going to do new photos for the our website. So Terry will be busy putting new photos on there for us.
New.
Oh. New.
The nude is for the calendar.
Gearing up for Halloween this weekend. It's Saturday night, so we've got extra guys coming in for that. still working on policies and SOPs. One thing I want to ask Board of Works is Jeremy Conrad resigned. His last day will be November 2nd. We're going to miss Jeremy because he was doing a great job and fitting in well, so, but he's going back to his old job. So I'm going to ask council if I can fill his position and start a hiring process for that. So I guess I'll ask you now.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Have you had any dialogue with the mayor?
Yeah, he knows.
Okay. I just want to make sure he's aware of it.
Yeah.
Do we need that into a motion or just acknowledge?
Just acknowledge that it's okay.
Okay. Board of Works acknowledges to start the hiring process to replace Officer Conrad here in the near future. Okay.
He's a
dispatcher.
He's a dispatcher.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Our third shift lead, Dave Walda, has resigned and is going back to second shift. Third shift just wasn't working out for him, so he's stepping down as the lead and going back to second shift. Ed Scott will be assuming the third shift lead position and, again, continue to work on SOPs and policies and dispatch. That's all I got.
Okay.
I guess I'll go next. We do a lot of things that obviously you guys don't need to hear everything we're doing all day, but a couple of real things that stuck out to me. Number one, we had the youth council come to the maintenance facility this last week for a tour and to go through our equipment. And my office is kind of like a data center sort of. I have four or five monitors. I have SCADA. I have AMI. I have all this smart technology going on in there. And what was planned to be a 20-minute stop ended up taking over an hour as we talked about, you know, the things that you guys have worked with me to accomplish, and they were all amazed by what we have got done with our new mapping, our AMI technology, the things we can do with that technology as far as seeing outages, taking care of voltage problems before people even know they have them, our SCADA system for our substations. It was really interesting to see their interest in that, and like, they were just shocked that we had that technology in our kind of smaller town. And like I said, that's between, you know, the mayor, you guys, and our department all working together to get that stuff done. So that was really neat. The principal, Mr. Mullet, was very into it and wanted to know every detail about it. And it's just really neat to see their, you know, we push the trades in my utility because there's a lot of kids out there that trades are perfect for them. They can do great things in that field. We pay for their training. We pay, you know, and they don't have to go to college if that's not their thing. And a lot of them kind of got that out of that. I mean, that was really neat. The other thing was, speaking of our AMI technology, I got a call last Sunday from David Walda, who has just stepped down, but about the AMI not responding to him in dispatch downstairs. And I reached out to Northeastern RMC, who hosts that for us. They were not even aware that it was out, and there was some issues on their side. They got them taken care of. They called me the next day to tell me how awesome it was that our guys are paying that close of attention and how good of a job they're doing monitoring that system. And, you know, they have a dispatcher that only does that. We have dispatchers that are doing everything else, but yet they caught this. So hats off to the dispatchers, doing a great job. So other than that, if you have any other questions.
Thank you. Any questions for Sean? We got two volunteers left.
I don't have much to report. Our two projects with the water well 9 and the water tower are moving along slowly because they're trying to get all the parties together to finish up the little pieces that need to make the connection, because there's like four different parties that have to work on these projects and get them connected. So other than that, it's just day-to-day stuff we've been doing.
Okay.
That was me, right? We have done two interviews so far this week, and we have two more Friday for our position and our maintenance. So those are going well so far. The mother-son Halloween party was last Friday. Went well. Had 250 people there for that, so it was a neat event. We have one more weekend of football this weekend. And then last night at Park Board, it was a long meeting, but we had some engineers here. We also had a guy that talked to them about the build, operate, transfer, the Indiana Code 25-5 or something like that. It talks about funding, different ways to be creative in funding for different buildings that a lot of municipalities are using. So it was good for them to hear that. And then last thing I have is that next week we're going to be shutting down pickleball courts for the season to put up the ice rink. So been putting a lot of work in. I know Kyle has planning for the ice rink for this winter. And so next week we'll be putting it up, as long as it's not just raining.
In your spare time, right?
Exactly, yes.
Do you anticipate to have your new building closed at the park for the winter?
The
up on the hill park.
Enclosed? What, right? Enclosed, depends on if they get the tracks for the garage doors. That's what's holding everything up.
Is it? Okay.
And then asphalt should be, they put it on our schedule today to get that up there done soon.
Yep.
So.
Okay. How far away?
It's just two things that have to be done, asphalt and the garage doors. And the garage doors seem to be a problem for everybody. I can't get them.
The door themselves is one.
Yeah.
Residential land.
So.
Okay. Any questions for Mark? Okay, I think that covers all the superintendents, chiefs. Rosie?
We're all ready for the little pumpkins for Friday night. Hope we have a lot coming in City Hall. I think, Gary, are you handing out candy
yep.
too?
Yep.
So.
And the hours are?
Three to six.
And that's for all the departments, right? Who's participating?
Yeah, for the, all the city businesses that are participating. So.
Okay. Nicole?
I have nothing. Thank you.
Press? No solo or nothing?
Huh? No, nothing.
Okay. All right, I will call this meeting adjourned.